80s podcast. And as always, with me, my co-host on the Wayback Machine, Ed. Ed, what's going on, man? You're muted, Ed. We can't hear you. Yep, I can't hear you, dude.
My gosh.
There you go.
Hey, can you hear me now?
You're back. I can hear you now.
You can hear me now.
Yes.
All right. That's effed up. Ah, technology.
Technology, technology. You got to love it, right? You got to love it. Well, what's going on, folks? Right on time says, who's that? Fex Loan 22.
I know. Hey, how are you?
There's somebody new I don't remember seeing before. Well, there you go. Yes, we are ready. He's ready. Whoever it is. Who are you? Rockin' Wrestling's here. I'm here. Hey, he's here.
Hey.
Big Dan, are we ready? Radical dudes and dudettes. Yes, we are. We are ready to go. So tonight, as always, we will start off when, and of course, Google's ready. What's up, Google?
Hey, Joseph.
How was your week?
Oh, it was good. Good, 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 Joseph.
Was good?
Getting ready for the big snowstorm coming up.
Ah, okay. Yeah. What are you going to do during the snowstorm?
What do you think, Joseph? I already have my women coming over.
Well, I see your cone is gone.
Oh, it's been gone, Joe. I'm good to go.
You're good to go. All right.
Yes, yes. Lot of love. Lot of love.
Okay.
Oh, it's Rafe. Hey, Fexalone is Raph. It's
Okay. Well, hey, there you go. That's a perfect segue because we have music from him this evening on our mixtape minute. He was kind enough to give us some music to use for the show tonight. So we will be doing our playing a clip from his song. Very fitting with the Karate Kid stuff that we've been talking about.
It's called, awesome.
It's called Mr. Miyagi. So, yeah. So welcome to Wraith. That's awesome. Just another one of those awesome synth fam people that send us some clips. Yes. And we got some more coming in too. So that's very, very cool. Let's see. We've got Gina's here as well. Hey, Gina. How are you? We've got a good show for you guys tonight. Of course, we will start off with the flashback to the future. We'll go to the mixtape minute. And then we have a pretty fun topic tonight to talk about. So our topic tonight is going to be the things that scared us as children. So not necessarily horror stuff either. This is more stuff that maybe our parents might have had something to do with and got us in a little bit of a, you know, got us a little nervous about certain things, or maybe it was teachers in school, or you know, but believe me, there were a lot of things back then that you were taught to be afraid of, and we'll talk about some of that stuff.
Hey, Nancy.
Nancy's here. What's up, Nancy? How are you? All right, so let's start with our opening segment here, which is our flashback to the future. So, of course,
you remembered.
I did. I'm getting better. I remembered this week. So our flashback to the future, we just discussed some of the things that are kind of reminiscent of 80s things or maybe 80s remakes that they're doing or things like that. So the first one I'll start off with is they showed the trailer for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which is coming up on Netflix actually in less than a week. I think it's a week or so, but was pretty impressed. It's taken the Halloween thing where they're skipping the sequels and it's as if it didn't, you know, the sequels never happened. So they're going right from the first one, which is of course 1974, and it's going to be 50 years later. So it's going to be Old Man Leatherface.
Nice.
and they're also barring a little bit from Halloween because they've got the woman who was the survivor of the original. Now, of course, not the same actress. The actress had passed away. But the woman who was the survivor of the original is going to come back and look to exact revenge on Leatherface. So kind of a similar story to Halloween, but I'm okay. I saw the trailer. Really creepy. I like the mask and stuff, too. So that's the first thing I've seen. Ed, what do you have for the flashback to the future? I know you've got a bunch of stuff that went on this day. Way back when?
Well, on this day, in 1983, Menudo Mania officially began.
Menudo.
And if you Lovely. Don't know who Menudo is, then I guess you weren't around in the 80s, huh? Everybody knows who Menudo is.
They had some good hair. I remember that. Yes, everybody. How could you not know who Menudo is and be an 80s fan? Absolutely.
In 1985, I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner became the number one song.
Very nice. I Want to Know What Love Is. Of course, everybody knows that one. That was they had the orchestra playing in the background, and you know, a little bit different for Foreigner. But Foreigner, huge band in the 80s, and they're still going. Different lead singer. In fact, I was talking about this in a group that I'm on in Facebook. It's a Headbangers Ball group, actually. I was talking about it in there.
Talking about Foreigner and a Headbangers Ball group.
They were talking about, well, the reason why was because I brought up the band Hurricane. And their lead singer is now the lead singer of Foreigner. Lou Gramm has been out of the band for quite some time. So we brought that up. And I always loved Foreigner as well. They got into kind of like ballady after, you know, they were late 70s, early 80s. They had a little bit heavier stuff, but they got into some of the ballads when they moved forward. And, of course, Lou Gramm did a couple solo albums and left the band. So there you go. Nancy says Ricky Martin.
Yeah,
Ricky Martin.
Chris said Swank is in the Cobra Kai season 5 trailer.
There's a season 5 trailer out already.
I didn't even know. Oh my god, I didn't know there was one.
I've got to look that up.
A fan made one.
Yeah, you better be careful. Yeah, you got to be careful. Fan made
trailers are goofy.
Yeah, you got to be careful. They caught me a few times on those. I got caught with one of those with the Batman movie a few times, actually. Looks like it's the real deal. And I can't see.
If it is, that's crazy because we predicted that right here.
We did. I can't see, though, that they would have that out yet. It's really soon to do that. I don't even think they started filming it yet. So I don't know.
That's pretty awesome, though. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
On this day in 1987, do y'all remember Jimmy Swaggart?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, on this day, he admitted to paying prostitutes. Ooh. And then he begged his followers to forgive him. So
what is there wrong with that? Yeah, you pay prostitutes, they pay me. Googly. What's wrong with that, huh, Joe?
I can't see a problem.
No, it's not, especially when the ladies like to pay Google and the guys like to pay Google.
You should have been around. You should have been around then. You would have done well for yourself.
Joe, I'm timeless.
That's true.
I've been around since Sodom and Gomorrah, Joseph.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Once you've had the Google, it's just immortal. The Double H hot dog. The hairy hot dog of Google.
Yep, I get it.
I know you do, Joseph.
I get it.
Yes, not from Google, you will.
Oh, dear God. So, all right, let's
wrap it up. He's raring to go.
Oh, he's all wild. And on this date, 1985, Christie Brinkley married Billy Joel.
Oh, and then, there you go.
You know, they divorced in 1994.
You got the Uptown Girl. So there you go.
And then just real quick, one of my favorite albums in the 81, Killers from Iron Maiden came out. It's their second album. So that's very nice.
Wow, second album. Holy cow. They just came out. They just had a new one, I think, released not that long ago, if I'm not mistaken, or it's on its way, one or the other. But, man, oh, man, some of these bands still around and kicking. Oh, I got to say a shout-out, too, because, of course, my favorite band of all time, happy birthday to Paul Stanley. Paul Stanley turned 70 years old. 70 years old. That's insane. I can't believe that. And I'll tell you,
they all lose their heads over you, Paul.
Should do a watch along for Kiss Meets the Phantom sometime.
Hey, I'm game for that anytime.
That'd be hilarious. I actually have the DVD.
Are those communists from YouTube going to zap us?
Probably, but who the hell cares? Who the hell cares? Don't forget the Cincinnati Bengals are in the Super Bowl for the first time since Robin bought the farm and Bobby McFerrin told us, don't worry, be happy. They were only ever in the Super Bowl twice. Both times are in the 80s and they lost to the 49ers both times.
And I said that would have been cool if the Niners would have gotten in, because then it would have been like a 1980 Super Bowl all over again, you know?
Yeah, could have had it again. Yeah, absolutely. But in either case, they're playing the Rams. I hope they win. Because they've never won a Super Bowl, Cincinnati. So it'd be nice to see them win it. We'll see. We will see. Man, let me think of what else is going on. I'm buzzing from The Mandalorian. I really am. I can't talk about it because Ed didn't watch it yet. But
no, I'm gonna watch it after.
Yeah, those of you who've seen it, oh, it's so good, so good. Oh, let me think. What else is going on? Trying to think about some music releases from some people. I was telling Ed before the show started that Daryl Hall, of course, Hall & Oates, he has an album coming out. It's a solo record, but what's cool about that is if you've ever watched, and we've talked about it on the show a little bit. In fact, I think we mentioned it last week, is Live from Daryl's Place. If you've ever watched that, the album that he's coming out with has some of the better collaborations with artists that he did on Live at Daryl's Place, which is awesome. The one I love the most is his version of Here Comes the Rain Again, of course, of the Eurythmics. And he did it with Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics, who was on his show at the time. But it is so good. And so I'm really, really happy with that. It's coming, I think, next month. I want to say it's in March. If you get it on Apple Music now, you could download it early, and they have one song out, and it's Can We Still Be Friends, that he did a collaboration with, oh my God, what is his name? In fact, he's on tour, Warren Zevon. Huh?
Oates?
Yeah, no, it wasn't Oates. it's not Oates. No, oh, I can't remember the damn, no, wait, hold on. Now I got to look this up because... Todd Rundgren, thank you. But yeah, he's actually going on tour with him. So he's going to be playing some dates and stuff through the spring and the summer. So that's very cool. I did see Hall & Oates twice. Both were very good. Saw them once.
Did you throw your underwear at them?
I did not, like Rick Springfield. No, I did not. Yeah. They don't have the sexual appeal that Rick Springfield has. I had to hurry up, man. Joe and I sing very easily this. Oh, yeah, but yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm not even going to talk about it. I'm not going to.
I will shut this podcast down.
You will shut that shit down, Mike Negan. I will shut that shit right down.
I will turn this podcast around, and I will go right back home, youngster. Don't make me turn this podcast around. I will get mad.
Speaking of things that we were afraid of when we were kids, I will turn this car around and go home. How many of us heard that one? I know I did. All right, let's get to Mixtape Minute, shall we? Since we have that going on, and since he is nice enough to be in our chat, why don't we start with the song from Rafe? And he sent this to me a little bit ago, so again, kind enough to send it to me. This is called Mr. Miyagi by Rafe. So here it goes.
Keep balance good, karate good, everything good.
Love it.
Balance bad, better hack up home. Understand?
There you go. That is a clip from the song. It's called Mr. Miyagi. Of course, you heard him at the beginning of there. And that is by Wraith. Wraith, are you still in our chat? If you're still here, come out and let everybody know where they can find that. I know I got it from you. You sent it to me from Bandcamp. So he is on Bandcamp, so bandcamp.com, which is a very cool site, by the way. None of you know what that is. A lot of like bands that haven't been around for a while, some of them that haven't been around for a while, are doing records and stuff on there. I didn't know what that was. I got some of the stuff from the Midnight from there, but I also found a new album from a band from the 80s that I love that I haven't heard of in a while, and Quarterflash. actually has an album on Bandcamp. So a lot of these bands now are putting out stuff on these places where, you know, CDs are kind of gone by the wayside now. It's, you know, it's a lot of digital and stuff like that. And Bandcamp's a place where you can find a lot of music. So there it is. Yes, let everybody in the chat know where they can find your stuff while you're here. He was kind enough to do that. Thank you very much. Very, very cool song. I love the intro.
I like the name of the album, Born in 1981. That's pretty cool.
There you go, man. Love it. I love the intro, of course, with Mr. Miyagi in the background. Pretty cool. Yeah, and you know, I loved it. It sounded a lot like stuff you would hear in an 80s soundtrack. So great stuff, man. Great, great stuff. Loved it. Gina says Wraith, super cool. I like how everything layers but are so distinct. Yeah, very cool. The song Already Rules with the sound bites. You are a stone cold groove, my man, to quote Trading Places. Well, there you go. Big Dan loved it too. So there you go. Thank you. Yeah, just definitely put it in the chat there and let everybody know where they can go and listen to your music. All right, our second band we have tonight. And this one was sent to me by John Feltham is the gentleman's name. I believe he's a producer. I don't want to mess it up, but I believe he's a producer. So he has a lot of bands under him and stuff like that he sends stuff out for. This one is by Era, so Ehrah, and Ven MC, so Venmc. This is called Spike's Song. So take a listen to this one. There you go. Of course, you can see up there from Aztec Records. Again, thank you so much to John Feltham for letting me know and sending this stuff out. That group is called Era, so Ehrah, and Ven MC, so Venmc, and it's called Spike Song. So check that out as well. You can find these guys, like I said, on Twitter. We, of course, found them on YouTube, and Wraith, of course, is on Bandcamp, and he's going to let you know how you can find some other stuff by him as well. So, yeah, God, man, I love this stuff. I can listen to this stuff all day long. It's so good. There's other music coming out. I shared it with Ed. One of the bands that got, well, actually, Ed sent me a clip from this band to get me into this. I had never heard this music before. I never watched Drive, the movie Drive, which started a lot of this. I hadn't seen it until recently. Now I can see where a lot of it came from. That's a great movie, by the way, if you haven't seen it. But Ed sent me this song over by Gunship called Tech Noir. And it was really the first time that I heard this music, and I loved it. Ever since then, I'm hooked. And they are doing, Gunship is working a new album, and they're doing a sequel to that song called Tech Noir 2. And John Carpenter did the lead-in in the first one, and he's back to do the lead-in in this song too. So I'm excited about Gunship's new album coming out as well.
One thing Joe and I always did is, because we always loved the 80s, is we would always like find new music that always kind of sounded 80-ish. Yeah. And then, like, we would always, like, send each other it on Facebook or something and say, listen to this band. We still do it to this day.
Yeah.
And we'll say, like, listen to this band. Doesn't this have, like, an eight, like, Bleachers?
Yeah.
That's a band that has, like, an 80s, like, vibe. So, you know, I would send him that, or he would send me this, and we'll send it back and forth to each other. And we still do it all the time. And we're always trying to find something that, you know, we like. It's fun.
Absolutely. And I have to say, well, I've got to shout out my youngest daughter. So my daughter actually sent me, and God, I mean, everybody knows when you're a parent, most of the time you don't like things that your daughter likes, but she happened to send me a link to, she sent me a link and I actually liked it. And I shared it with Ed. The album's called Alone at Prom, and it's Tori Lanez. I'm not even sure how to pronounce his name. He's a rapper. When I looked it up, this album, though, that he did is basically a tribute album to the 80s. It's all 80s stuff. And if you check it out, I think you'll dig it. It's got a lot of like a little bit of like a New Edition, kind of older Michael Jackson sound. I like it a lot. It's really, really good. And if you're into 80s music, go check it out. I'm pretty sure you'll like it. I sent it along to my sister, too, and she loved it, too. She's a big 80s fan as well. So good stuff. All right. Well, there you go. That was the Mixtape Minute. Hope you enjoyed all of the music. And again, thank you so much for Wraith for being in our chat, who was kind enough to send us some music. Send us stuff anytime, man. We'll be glad to play stuff for you anytime you like. Yeah. All right. So time for the meat and potatoes of the show. And we're going to get into this week's topic. So we're going to talk about and you guys play along in the chat. So we're going to talk about some of the things that we remember that scared us as children. Now, again, not necessarily just the horror stuff or anything like that. But we're going to talk about things that, that terrified us when we were younger. So, sounds video game-ish, like something you'd hear in Outrun or an episode of Miami Vice. Great job. Ed, I want your shirt. Cobra, we have to have a G.I. Joe the movie episode later on this year. 35th anniversary this year.
G.I. Joe episode on each Joe.
There you go.
There's so many Joes we could probably fill in, like,
do like a year's worth.
5-hour episode.
Oh man!
Somebody my favorite was when Storm Shadow went when they made the good version of him, and he had the hood. I like that Storm Shadow, and he came with a cool backpack that he took the sword out. Or Snake Eyes when he came with Timber, that was a cool one too. I know the Joes were always cool. The ones that came with the pets, because you always got that extra piece with it. That was always neat.
Somebody's they announced too. I don't know how I forgot this because you're such a big Masters of the Universe. That they're doing a live action Masters of the Universe
on Netflix.
Yeah. So that's awesome too.
Finally. Directed by John Woo, I think.
Oh, is it real? Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So let's get into this. So what we're talking about here is anything that your parents may have done that was warranted or kind of not. I'll start with a weird one. So it has a sad backstory to it a little bit. I don't want to obviously make fun. I mean, but whenever your parents would hear something that happened back then, and the only way you could hear things back then was radio, the local TV stations or newspaper. My mom to this day still reads a newspaper. So when they read things or hear things, that is when it becomes a thing that you must fear. In this particular case, it was something that happened, a very tragic thing that happened to a younger girl eating. And I don't know if you guys remember them. They used to have these little candies that they called Sour Balls. And they were basically just little clear candies. And, most of the time, whenever I would try to eat those things, they were too sour for me to bite into. It's kind of like Jawbreakers. So I would bite them anyway because I couldn't sit there and suck them for half an hour because they were just too sour. Well, you know, something happened where this girl choked on one and died from the, which just was tragic. Right. But ever since then, it was like, we can't, our house all of a sudden became a thing where you cannot touch Sour Balls. So any kind of a candy that was round or could slip down your throat or slippery.
You choke to death and die.
Choke to death and die. Yes, we could not touch it. We couldn't be in the house. If you couldn't have anything like that, it was do not eat round candy because you will now, like I said, it was very tragic. I'm sure it wasn't the only person that happened to. It probably happened in a lot of cases. Babies, I know, swallow stuff they're not supposed to. But yes, the old choke to death and die one, That was
my mother is just the epitome for everything you could do, you'll die. We've talked about this before.
We may have.
If you walk outside and you look up at the sky the wrong way, a bird will fly over and you'll die. Like, if you go outside and the sky is in a certain hemisphere and the sunbeam hits you in the eye, you'll die. Like, it was no matter, you go on the highway and a tractor trailer could hit your car and you'll die. Like, my whole, I am surprised that I don't just cower in the corner for my entire life.
Because I know. You wonder why. I don't know. Maybe we're stronger because of that. Because, I don't know what it is, but yeah, like so much of that stuff. I mean, the fear of God was put into you, and oh my God, when the time rolled around when you had the thing with Adam and the whole thing on TV with the TV shows about kids getting kidnapped. Oh, dear Lord. Like, you, at that point in time, you may as well have lived in a bubble. Because you could not go certain places. You could not, if you, God forbid, you went to a mall and you wanted to walk like two stores down. Oh no, forget it.
Rafe said wine cellars. He thought that wine cellars were creepy and dark forests and streets after dark. Right? I could see
The lights on the streets was a big one. You kept, when, I mean, that was when you were outside. And I mean, you go outside when you're a kid, you'd stay out forever. I mean, I'd go out from the morning and stay out until dark. But you were always told, when the street lights come on, you got to come home. As soon as the street lights come on, you got to come home. But yeah, I'm sure this kind of stuff probably changed now.
Hey, Gwynny.
Hello, Gwynny.
Gwynny's watching Boba Fett. I didn't.
Yeah, you can't say anything. Your head's going to shut the whole podcast down.
Gwynny, I'll bounce you out of the podcast. I'll send you to Australia with our listeners. Nancy says Halloween candy had to be razor blades. Yeah.
The thing is, who even knew? Like I said, like today, it's so easy to get news and stuff like that, right? But who even knew if that stuff is actually true or if that got spread by a rumor? But yeah, like checking your Halloween candy for razor blades. And let me tell you something, that's not easy to do.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Like Hogan. That's not easy to do anyway. Like, you to sit there and to crack little like razor blades and put it, that's not an easy thing to do. So I don't know if that happened a lot back then, but oh my God, yeah. I never got to the point where you took it to the hospital and got your candy x-rayed or any of that kind of stuff, because back then, you know, hospitals weren't bothering with anything like that. But yeah, oh my gosh.
Gwynny was terrified by unsolved mysteries.
Robert Stack? Oh, Robert Stack. That's great. I was afraid of the devil thanks to my brother's Catholicism book. And for some reason, the song In the Bank 2525 freaked me out too. And one from the mid-70s when I was a toddler, The Blender. The Blender freaked you out? Dude. Well, I guess when you were a toddler, I can understand that. It makes a loud noise. Blenders were loud back then too.
Now, Rafe is saying about Chernobyl. Now, do you remember when we used to have the fire, like the tornado drills and stuff, when they would make you under your desk and all that? Was scary as hell. Yeah. They would make you do that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
They used to terrify you with that kind of stuff too, you know?
Radiation was huge, scared when Chernobyl exploded, nobody really knew what to do. Told to stay inside, which is stupid because radiation gets everywhere. Yeah. Yeah. Very true. Very true. I'm trying to think of what else.
I have for everybody. Does anybody remember? Now, this is one that I remember. I found a video of it, and those dirty, rotten, evil, and I don't even want to call them commies anymore because they're beyond it. those rotten, no good nicks from YouTube will probably like hit us with something, but I really don't give a damn. I'm going to show you guys this, and I want to know if how many of you remember this commercial, because this...
A message. There's a lot of danger hiding in here. That dangling cord can be a disaster.
Dangling cord.
Especially if they grab hold and yank me.
My cord to be up.
Hey, you said it. Keep dangling cords out of reach. Delicious cookies can be a tempting treat.
I should be over there.
Keep goodies away from heat. So kids don't get more than a treat. There's a lot of things in here that can burn you.
Oh, me.
By itself, it's harmless. But filled with scalding hot water,
I just wait for a child to grab my handle then.
Uh-oh. Keep those hot handles turned in.
Oh my gosh.
And you know what the worst part is, which is so bad? It's called For Crippled Children. Now, and nowadays they would never say that because that's, you don't call them handy, you know what I mean?
And yeah. Oh my gosh. Nancy, are you serious? You were scared if Jaws was in your swimming pool?
But do you guys remember those? Do you remember that commercial?
Oh, my God, yeah.
They used to play that, I think, on WWOR, which was like a New York thing. And that would always pop on. But when I would see that, that would scare the crap out of me. And I still, to this day, remember, don't put the pot, like the handle, outside of the stove because of that. Like, and so funny things that, like, sink in your head. But
well, let me tell you. I mean, the thing is, you know, stoves and appliances and stuff like that back then were made so poorly too. Like the burners that you had on your stoves usually sat above the ceramic. Now they're embedded, you know, right into the top. So, but they would sit above, and those things, man, let me tell you something. You got anything on them, especially your finger, good Lord. And I've already nicked the top of those burners already a few times with my hands back then. So yeah, absolutely.
So Gwynny didn't want to walk in front of cars because of Christine.
Jaws in the swimming pool, we saw.
Uh-huh. Nancy's mom won't take Tylenol because of the Tylenol poisoning still to this day.
Oh God.
Oh my gosh. Wraith is scared of blenders because of Goonies. First, we start with the plump hand, the plump little finger. That's like, honestly, that is one of the best scenes in Goonies. Like, that is my favorite scene with Chunk, with the whole, you know, I made the whole puke and that is honestly the best scene in that movie. I love that scene. I can watch that over and over.
I meant the song in the, I know that song, in the year 2525. Is that the one you're talking about? My phone's autocorrect can be lame, like the Vance and Coy episodes of the Dukes of Hazzard, guys. Are you talking about that one? Is that the one you're talking about? It's like a folk song almost.
The stoners in the drive-thru, I ran over the little
girl.
quicksand. Yeah, I told you that. I was always terrified of quicksand. I don't know where that came from, but that was a terrifying thing as a kid, quicksand.
My mother would always used to tell us whenever we would go to the playground when we were kids, and one of the biggest things on the playground was the sandbox. I always wanted to go in there because it was like going to the beach, but not. So I can remember
with Tonka toys that you could get cut on and then get a tetanus shot.
I had all those Tonka toys, those big old metal ones that are probably worth thousands of dollars today. But I always wanted to go in the sandbox, and my mother would always be like, nope. Can't go in the sandbox because there's cat poop in there. Cats go and poop in the sandbox. That's what my mother used to tell me. There's cat poop in there. Now, what the hell cat's going to go? Now, yes, cats go and poop in their own sandbox. Now, the cat's going to come out poop in the sandbox on the playground. You don't go to the playground because there's cat poop in there. I'm like, oh, my God. So
there you go.
I'm trying to think of what else they would tell you not to do now, because there was so many goofy things like that.
I have the guy over my shoulder here, this guy, which he has a look at that, a killer mustache.
That's a lovely stash.
And he's the where did you get these drugs?
Oh.
Who taught you that you get these drugs? Who taught you how to do these drugs? You are right. I learned it from watching you.
I learned it from you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Who use drugs? Children who use drugs. That was one of the. And then don't forget about the. These are your brains on drugs. These
oh
are
my
drugs.
God!
These
the
are your
eggs.
Brains on drugs.
Yeah. The fried egg in the pan.
Or do you remember? Do you remember the Dennis Leary ones where Dennis Leary would yell at you for? He had some PSAs.
Yeah, they were on MTV, I think, back in
the day. Hey, you're an idiot. What are you doing here, you dumbass?
Leary would come out. Yeah, they were on MTV. Just sent Ed the season 5 trailer, which wrapped filming in December.
How about and I always liked the Mr. Yuck stickers, like those are always awesome.
Oh my
those
god,
for us.
They give you those in school. You'd go to school and they'd give you like a whole sheet of them, and they would tell you to take them home and put them on like chemicals and stuff like that. Well, I think when I took my home, because they give you 3-4 sheets, I went in my mom. Now, listen. we had a kick-ass medicine cabinet. We didn't just have that little thing that goes above the sink. My mom had a closet. So there was a closet outside of my of our bathroom. So you'd open the bathroom door, and there was this, there was a closet there. You'd open the door of the closet, and there were towels and stuff like that, of course, for the bathroom. But you had a full shelf, full-size shelf, filled with every medication under the sun. So I went in there the one day, and I threw Mr. Yuck stickers on every single thing, including cola syrup, which, by the way, was a medicine back then, until the one day I realized what it was, and I drank the whole damn bottle because it tastes like sweet cola with no fizz in it.
And what happened to you?
Absolutely.
Did you poop your brain?
I probably had a sugar high, but absolutely nothing. But, yeah, you could literally get cola syrup back in the day, but I put Mr. Yuck stickers on everything. Google A.
Joseph.
Yes.
I remember when I was a young lad, my mother told me, if I touched myself, that my dear, sweet, departed grandmère would look down on me from heaven above, and she would watch me along with all my dear, departed loved ones, touching myself in a pleasurable way. And I could tell you, one time, Joe, I just couldn't stop the... couldn't stop the urges, Joseph. And oh, the shame I felt, Joe. The shame. The sweet, terrible shame. And I said, screw it, Joe. I just touched and touched away. I figured, let them watch. Let them watch. And you know what, Joe? I didn't grow any hair on my hands. There was no hair on my palms. In fact, the hair grew thick on my upper lip. All this hair on my lip is from touching myself, Joe.
Oh, we'll see.
I even inspired that beautiful woman from the DeVitos to write that song. When I think about you, I touch myself.
Yes, yes.
Oh, because of Google A.
Well, there you go. If you wanted a mustache like they had in the 80s, now you know where it came from.
See? No hair on these palms, Joseph. Thank you, Ed, for helping me. No hair.
No hair. There you go. There you
Google
go.
A. So,
there, that was a rumor. Oh, my God. That drug guy is one of the top 10 porn stashes of all time. I remember plastic being in bread, and I was super scared of choking on plastic bread.
I'll tell you what, Wraith. I think we've inspired you to write your next album about things that terrified you.
Yeah, right? Oh, my gosh.
We should entitle it Fear. Fear from the 80s.
I just like it. You know, it's funny because they always tell you that, you know, you're obviously when you're born with not, you don't have fears of anything.
No.
And as you're growing up, they're instilled in you
from your family, from like your loved ones and stuff.
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you, like,
there you go. Quicksand because of the Beastmaster. I'll tell you what, that's probably where it was like, yeah, with Kodo and Podo or whatever. Wasn't it Kodo and Podo? And they went into things.
What about you were? It was
an
awesome
movie. Oh,
Beastmaster. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What about all the children being afraid of white vans? Whenever you saw a white van going around anywhere, and
that was an awesome movie.
The '70s and eighties had, I mean, everybody's father had a white van. They all had a white van. So them talking about that, the Wraith. Who mentioned that?
That's where you named this movie.
Is that what you named yourself out, dude? That's an amazing movie,
Charlie Sheen.
I got it on Blu-ray. I found it on Blu-ray. It was real cheap when I got it, too. I have the soundtrack for that, too.
That car was awesome.
That was an experimental car that they actually never came out with. They only made, like, a certain amount of them, and then one of them was used in the movie, and they never actually ended up coming out with the car. That was really, really good. I love that movie.
Oh, Nancy.
Stranger Danger!
Never hide in a refrigerator. To this day, and Different Strokes taught you never befriend a bicycle shop owner and never go swimming in his bathtub because he'll touch you. You remember that episode? That was a scary episode,
yeah,
too.
It was a scary episode, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I still remember that one. I was homesick. I think I was sick as a dog when that episode came on.
Did your parents ever make you watch anything like in particular? Like sometimes you'd have those after school specials and all that kind of stuff. But Yeah, the Atom one. Atom. Yeah, when they knew things were coming on, that was like, that was that they thought was super important to watch. They would make you watch that, and it was like, you know, that's another thing that would just blow your mind. Or never in a dryer, says Gina. Hiding in a dryer.
Yeah, the dryer was dangerous too.
I was always scared of. I was only so. I mean, I started watching horror movies when I was a pretty young kid, probably six, seven years old. I was scared of two things in my bedroom. One was my closet, and I don't know what it was, but I had a routine. Every night when I go in, and it's probably because because of Halloween, because I had that same exact type of closet door that he busts through with those little slats of wood all the way down each door. So it could have been because of that, but I had one of those closets every night. Before I went to bed, I'd open my closet door, I'd grab my hand, I'd go all the way back to the clothes, and I'd pull out one side, and I'd go to the back and pull out another side to make sure nothing was in my closet. And I always had to check under the bed. Always had to check under the bed. Yeah. Every night before I went to bed. Check both places all the time.
If you had a therapist, they'd love you.
And I never found anything but dust. Dust.
You know... I was reading about James Gunn, and he was talking about his father when his father passed away. Did you ever read his eulogy about his dad?
The guy who did Peacemaker, the guy who directs Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, and he was saying about when his dad, I guess one time he was afraid of the boogeyman or something like that. So his dad, the monster in the closet. So he said, "Dad, there's a monster in my closet." So his dad came up and... His dad said, "Oh, I'll go get him." And his dad like opened up the closet, said, "Get out of here, monster!" And he like rumbled around. He heard all the smashing and banging and all this stuff. And his dad like ran out and he like pretended to grab the monster and run him down the stairs and like take the monster outside. And you have to look it up. His eulogy about his dad. It is like honestly one of the best eulogies I've ever read. You'll have to look it up. It's really good.
Check that out. That's great. Blame Sammy Johns for the van craze. Christian movies. There was one of the really gruesome crucifixion scene. Yeah, that was, and a lot of those were like my mom would send me to. I guess they call it Bible study, or you go to. They called it for us. It was CCD something. I don't even remember what that meant, but it's classes that you go to after church and stuff like that. But yeah, a lot of them would show that stuff. But yeah, they freaky. Yeah, very freaky too. The day after, and my brother had a major anxiety attack, and my mom was scared shitless. The nuclear thing. Yeah, I never saw that when I was a kid. I watched it much later. But yeah, it didn't really have the same effect after the whole 1980s thing with Russia was pretty much done. And look how we're turning back around, and that's coming back around again. Rip Torn tossing the kid into the fire pit in Beastmaster, says Chris in Rock and Wrestling. Oh, man. Stupid, silly things too.
How about Satan worshippers?
Remember
scared of Satan worshippers?
Yeah, that was a big thing.
Especially if like your friends were blonde haired girls. You remember how they were coming for like blonde haired kids with blue eyes?
Yes. Yeah, that was one of the ones that when I got a little bit older, so like 14 or so, that was one of the ways that my mom would try to keep us out of going in the woods, because the woods were a big thing. We lived around the areas where there were woods, and that's where you'd go, "Oh, let's go hang out in the woods." So that was a big thing. Don't go in the woods because the Satan worshipers are back in the woods. So yeah, that was one of the things. We found a place. Now this was, so I was driving at this point. So it's probably 16-ish. And I had taken my friends, and they were telling me about this place around where I live. And, of course it was back behind there was a place where they used to keep people who, were alcoholic. They'd have an Alcoholics Anonymous place back there. And it wasn't an asylum or anything like that, but they would, you know, it was the woods beyond wherever this building was. So we drove down there the one night. And we're like, let's go see. Let's check this out. Because they're saying there's supposed to be Satan worshipers and stuff back there and everything like that. So we drive down, we park the car, and we all get out. Myself, my friend, I think there were three of us all together. So we get out of the car, and we're walking through, and we go through this little, we find this path in the woods. So we go to the back. We get enough far away from the street that we couldn't see the car anymore. And it was dark. So all of a sudden we go and we see, we come across this thing in the middle of the woods. So it's like, it looked like kind of, I guess it could have been an altar or something. So there's definitely something back there. So we're sitting there snooping around and we're like, this is kind of getting creepy. You know, well, there's, you know, my one friend with his pocket knife and this, like, we had no weapons. I mean, what are you going to bring? So we didn't bring baseball bats or anything like that. So we're back there and we're looking around and the next thing you know, all of a sudden we hear this, get them. And we're like, so we took off, right? Whoever said it, no idea. Probably some other kids that were back there messing around. Who knows? We took off. So my other two friends ran in the opposite direction. I go flying towards the car. I ended up getting in the car, drove it away. I didn't even wait for them. Drove the car away, ended up going back. And they caught up to me like four or five blocks down the road because they were walking up the road, coming up the highway. But that was my my little thing with supposed devil worshippers, which obviously wasn't. But the Twilight Zone movie scared me for some reason. That was a good movie. That was a good movie. There were some parts in that were creepy. I get it. The Exorcist was mine. The Exorcist was really bad for me to watch as young as I was.
As I got older, that scared me. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Poltergeist I didn't like.
See, I didn't mind Poltergeist. The clown thing was freaking creepy.
Yeah.
The clown underneath the bed with the long crocheted arms. And then, of course, I told that story on here about how my mother had one like that. Not the same kind of face, but put it in my freaking bed to torture me. Twilight Zone movie was good. I once walked home and saw some Satanists just walking out of the graveyard all dressed in black with a fake skull on a stick. That's pretty scary shit.
I always loved graveyards.
Yeah, they did love graveyards. Yeah, that's true. They always hung around graveyards, whatever reason. Vic Morrow was killed. Yeah, they were dead. I remember hearing the story about that. Oh man, the crazy thing our parents did to make the steak scene. Oh yeah, that was gross. You mean when the food blew? Yeah, I remember. I know what you're talking about. I just saw that not that long ago. What else scared you as kids?
Just everything. Like, our parents just instilled, like, you choke to death. My mom would always say, like, my mom would always refer back to one of her friends and their relative, no matter who the hell it was. You know, I'm just making up a name, Susan Smith, you know, Susan Smith's son, Jimmy, he was eating hot dogs and he was laughing with his friends and he didn't chew the hot dog and he choked to death and died.
Yes, choked to death and died is a big one.
And, oh, so you better chew those hot dogs good. And then it would be, oh, you're eating, well, I packed you a bologna sandwich. Now, you know, Amy Johnson's son, Billy, he was with his friends and he was laughing and joking and he didn't chew that bologna sandwich good. And guess what? He choked on it and he died. And it was like, Jesus, Mom, why don't you just, you know what? Why don't you just blend me up all my food and I'll just drink it through a straw. Oh, but let me guess, your friend Jim Johnson, his son, Bobby, was drinking a blended meat sandwich and he was laughing with a friend and he swallowed it wrong and he choked on it and died. You know what I mean? Like everything, you choked on it and died. And that was like, you know, it was awful.
Yes.
Like that was my whole life. Like everything, you just choked on it and died.
Now I'm told about this one by my mom. And I'm sure it's true because I was a quirky kid. This was when, oh man, I probably was five or six, but she used to tell me. Now back in the day, when you went into a public restroom, you didn't just have the good old white toilet that you had today. you had the toilet and you had the black seat. And apparently,
oh, I remember that.
Apparently, I was afraid of black seat toilets. I would not go whenever there was a black seat in the toilet. I would not go. And I can remember my father. We were at a park, an amusement park. And I remember I had to go to the bathroom and my father, dad takes you in. My father took me in and sent me over to the stall. And, you know, I'd go in there and I'd go and I'd see the black seat. And I'm like, no, I'm not going. I can't go. And it was just go. And I'm like, no, I can't go. And I'm standing there and I can't go. I was terrified. I was terrified of black seat toilets.
My mom was that every single bathroom in America was dirty. So, like, I couldn't sit on a toilet seat forever until I got older. So, like, she would build nests that were this thick, and she would say hover. So, like, I would have to squat until my legs were, like, numb and shaking. Oh.
And like she would build a nest, but then I still would have to hover. So if I had diarrhea, if I had to poo, if I had to pee, no matter what, I would hover it on my legs. So if you had diarrhea, it's splashing all back on your leg. Oh my God. So I couldn't use like toilets. It was, I had a messed up childhood. Let's just say, like, no matter what, my childhood was just screwed up because of that. You know what I mean?
Oh, Nancy.
My mother just instilled a lot of.
Oh, yeah.
Her terrors and fears into me when I was little. Good thing absolutely. I got through it, but.
Nancy brought up a good one, too, about all those goofy rumors about Mikey and life and the Pop Rocks. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
That he that the kid on the cereal box,
yeah,
the one that did the cereal commercials, that went around that he died because he drank Pop Rocks and soda.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
I remember that one. Right. Yeah, I remember that one. When I had to eat something I did not like, but I had to eat it anyway. So dinner time was scary. Parents were great at forcing you to eat dinner. Clean your plate. Make sure you eat everything on the plate. Fear of blindness and Teen Wolf palms when you ganked dad's magazine stash for Discover Time. Well, being afraid of dad.
Not true, Dan. I can see you fine. I can see. Look at. I can see you fine, Dan. Not at all. Don't believe it in the least bit.
Dad, see, he disproved that rumor.
Look into my eyes, Dan. You can touch yourself as much as you want, Dan. Touch away. Google A gives you permission.
There you go. Now you have permission. Mm. That being afraid of dad was another big thing, especially when, you know, dad's out working and, you know, you come home from school and supposed to be doing something, your homework, whatever it might have been. And it was always the threat. You better do that before your father gets home. Or you better do this before your father gets home. And half the time, my father was so tired from work when he'd come home, all he wanted to do was sit down, have something to eat, and probably fall asleep in the couch. So there wasn't all that much to that, but it was the threat of it. You better be, you know, your father's going to do something when he comes home. Yeah. So that.
Rafe lives in Germany. You're from Germany. Awesome.
Are you seriously?
Nice.
Now we got a we got a person from Germany.
We have Germany. We have Australia. England, Germany.
Look at that.
Yes.
It's amazing. Where do you live in Germany, dude? That's awesome. I live in Germany. We had ugly green bathrooms. I remember those well. The green tile. Yeah, that was disgusting. They were gross. They don't get grouted up and stuff like that. And you could, they were disgusting. Yeah, I remember them. They look like when you used to go here. So my mom took me to learn how to swim to the YMCA. And I remember going in there, and they were decked out in that kind of tile, that ugly, gross green tile with the white grout. Oh, yeah. Yep. I remember that well. Mm-hmm. Kugle, I love your brother. Wait until your dad gets home. Yeah, all the time. Wait until your father gets home. That was a big thing, too.
Yeah, like Nancy says, I'm sure you had different urban legends in Germany. Like, we had all kinds of different things over here. I'm sure, like, there's different things. I'd be curious to hear that too.
Yeah, let us know. We do. Let us know some before we go. We have some time.
Yeah. We'll gladly go over.
Shout them out. Shout them out. What were your urban legends over there in Germany? I've always wanted that. Germany looks like a really cool place to go. I know some relatives that are my uncle.
A lot of my family's from Germany.
Yeah.
I'd love to go over.
My uncle had relatives and stuff over there. Chris was afraid of Nancy Reagan.
Well, Chris, I wonder why. That's like his public enemy number one back in the day.
There you go. What about don't make that face or it'll freeze that? Oh, yeah. When you make goofy faces. Yeah.
I still say that to my daughter. She'll make a face and I'll be like, it'll stay that way. And then she just gives me a look like, yeah, Dad.
Yeah, sure it will. They're so much smarter today. You can't get past that kind of stuff.
No.
Oh, man. Break a mirror. Oh, my gosh. Now you're getting into all like the old urban legends, like step on a crack.
Yeah.
Don't step on a crack. Friday the 13th.
My family came from like, you know, the old country and all, like, they had the superstitions, like, you can't put shoes on a table or it's bad luck. Mm. Like, they had weird ones. Here we go. Well, there was the werewolf of
Morbach.
Morbach. He roams the night in that town to this day. No kidding.
Wow, that's cool.
That'd be cool.
That's kind of like the Jersey Devil kind of thing in Jersey that they had the X-Files episode of. That's like an urban legend. That's cool. Mm-hmm. I would imagine it's very different. Like, no matter where you would go, I'm sure, like, over where the castles and stuff are in like Scotland or in that area, you probably have all kind of like ghost stories from there and stuff like that. And the closer you get to where Transylvania is, you probably have stuff with vampires. It's probably different everywhere. That's really cool. One crazy summer.
Yeah, ugly, you slap girls. The girl in the back and her face stays that way. Yeah. that's such an awesome movie. That's one of my all-time favorites. Such a good movie.
You don't say stuff like that to the Munchkin. She's a little doll, man.
Oh, thanks. she is 99% of the time.
Yeah, they have that
1%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They all have the 1%. I'm totally going to Google that.
The Werewolf of Morbach. Yeah, Nancy.
Yeah, you have to check that out. That's awesome. What else you got going on over there? What time is it in Germany? You must be up pretty late. I think you're probably
early. They're ahead.
Probably well ahead of us. I know England is 5 hours ahead of us. You must be.
Probably morning time.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Fritz Harman.
He was a real life cannibal. And there's a song that you're not supposed to sing or else he'll come and eat you. Wow. Holy cow, man. I did my interview with Josh Miller from River's Edge. Oh, that's cool, dude. Man, that's crazy. That's awesome that you're from Germany, dude. That's really cool.
Four in the morning it is there. Wow.
I figured.
Hey, 10, thank 11, you so 12, much. 1, I 2, feel 3, like, 4. Wow, I feel honored. Thank you for
That's really cool, dude. That's
staying up late or getting up early, one or the other.
Yeah, you're 7 hours ahead of us. I figured you probably were because I knew England was 5. Man, that's crazy.
That's awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Is synthwave, is that big there? Like, because I know music is different everywhere you go. And I've heard that, like, overseas. So I've heard England. I don't know necessarily about Germany, but I've heard that in a lot of those countries, like, 80s stuff is still popular. So, because I know even for the Peacemaker show that's on TV now, a lot of the songs they're getting from that are metal, like current metal. So it sounds a lot like hair metal from the 80s, and it's still popular there. So there's a lot of bands like from Europe that are still doing it. Is that the case in Germany too? Is that the music from like this decade still big over there? Because I've actually heard about that. I got a few of my record albums from people in Germany actually on eBay that I had to order that I couldn't find over here. So there must be a good amount of it over there. Talking about Punky Brewster scaring us, I think your urban legends are scarier, says Nancy. Lyrics. Oh, yeah, we're getting to that point. We're almost there.
Wow, he's like forcing us off the show, Chris.
I know.
Wow.
Jeez, Chris. Chris wants to get out of here.
Pushy tonight. He wants to go.
Chris wants to leave.
He's forcing us. we're chill, man. This is like the hip chill, like 2.0, man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you got a hot date or something, man, that you, like, want to go?
Well, I will read you a message really quickly that we got from our friend Scott from Elevate the Sky. I was telling him, hope the video and album are doing well. He's like, almost finished, going good. I have a few things to do that I hope I can get done in 2 weeks. Got a possible surprise, but got to do some testing first. Not sure if it's going to work. I'll hopefully reveal something cool soon. Either way, I'll tell you the surprise soon. And then he says, hope you're well. Always good to hear from you. So remember that Scott will be on as soon as that album is finished and the video is finished.
We've been saying that since October.
Well, hey, things happen. Things happen. Yeah, no kidding. Things happen. But yeah, we will, as soon as he has that, he will be on again and we will have him on. It's a niche micro genre here. Depeche Mode was big. Pet Shop Boys were big. Depeche Mode. Yeah, I can imagine that. Sound is quite popular, but it's not on the radio or anything. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. All right. Well, being that it is that time, we'll get to the lyric then, if that's what you want. So this is called Captain's Choice, and it's basically a guess the lyric game. If you haven't ever come out with us before, that is what I'm going to do. So I'm going to read the lyric, and you let me know what the lyric is from. Of course, it's an 80s song. So here we go. And sometimes the lyric goes according to maybe what we were talking about tonight on the show. All right, here we go. In the lot, the boy that's idling by doesn't rev your heart. 'Cause it's only lonely spots he shares with you. And the long halls and the gray walls are going to split apart. Believe it or not, there's life after high school. That is the lyric. Let us know if you
it's
know
the Wiz, Nancy.
What
yes.
It is. Nancy says the Wiz. Nancy guesses the Wiz for everything, just so you know. just so you know, Rafe, Nancy guesses the Wiz for everything.
It's the Wiz, Nancy.
Anyone have it? Anyone have it? I will read it again really quickly. If nobody gets it. In the lot, the boy that's idling by doesn't rev your heart, 'cause it's only lonely spots he shares with you. And the long halls and the gray walls are going to split apart. Believe it or not, there's life after high school. You want a hint? I mentioned
after he doesn't deserve a hint after he forces us.
He wanted us to leave. Arm.
He's mean to us and he yells at us and says, give us the thing. No, give him a hint.
I'll give you a hint. I mentioned this artist on our show tonight.
Oates, Paul, one of them.
You are correct.
It's somebody by Hall & Oates.
Yes, it is a Hall & Oates song. It's Adult Education. The song Adult Education, I thought it kind of fit because, of course, our parents, our adults are educating us on the perils of life. But yes, it's the lyrics from Adult Education. It was the second.
For the record, I didn't guess it. I just guessed.
Just guessed Errol Hall.
That was kind of meh.
That was a tough one. Yeah. That was a tough one. All right.
For any complaints, you could just send it to iLoveThe80sPodcast@gmail.com. Send all your complaints. Joe will personally look at them and then delete the email.
Yes, I exactly will. I may not even look at them before I delete the email. I'm pretty sure it's the Wiz. It is not.
No,
I think Kavinsky and Gunship are popular in Germany. Gunship, I could see. Gunship's awesome.
Laserhawk, they're good.
Laserhawk as well, but not in the mainstream way. That's awesome, dude. Yeah, I Gunship's awesome. I love them. They're a little more dark synth, I guess that they call that. A lot of good, like more guitar driven and stuff like that. So yeah, I like Gunship a lot. I have both of their albums. Was kind of waiting for. I'm hoping they go on tour at some point. I've heard they never have, but it would be awesome if they came to the States and toured. That'd be really cool. The Midnight, I know, is touring this year, so that's cool. All right, guys. Well, there you go. That is today's episode of I Live the 80s. Hope you guys had fun. Again, thank you to Wraith for coming in and checking out the show.
Awesome song.
Yeah, great stuff. Make sure you guys go and check that out. And thank you to NRAW and VenMC as well for sharing music with us. We'll have two more songs with you next week for the mixtape. And we'll have a new topic to talk about next week as well, and probably more throwback news also. So
I'm going to watch Boba Fett as soon as we're done, Dan.
Yes. He's getting on. He's
and
getting
I'll let Joe know, who in turn will let Dan know, who in is turn it? Will let Gwynny know, and we'll just send it
We'll get the whole Boba Fett chain.
I will put the Boba Fett beacon in the sky that I watched it, and I will let the geek community know.
We'll get the whole Boba Fett chain going. Yes, we will. All right, guys, that's it for tonight. Have a great rest of your night, a great rest of your week, and hopefully we will see you all again next Wednesday night for I Live the 80s. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you soon.